Honda Pilot Ride Ready Radio presents Driving with Chris Berman.
Back, gone! Whoop, whoop!
It's good you have third row seating. You can put them back there, away from your ears.
Yep. Ride Ready, the new pilot, only from Honda.
Matthew Berry.
Oh my God.
Nate Rabbits.
Focus.
Is Fantasy Focus Baseball.
So even though we managed to wrangle Stefania Bell into the studio, someone has decided to go all diva on us. And it's Matthew Berry, the talented Mr. Roto, who is phoning it in. I forgot about that.
That's why I did that.
Just so we could play that?
Just so you could play that.
Hey, Matthew, coming up on today's show, we got news on Carlos Zambrano. Stefania's breakdown on Zambrano, some other injured players, including your boy, Kelvin Escobar, a surprising update there. But let me just tell you something, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
The next time you do this to me, I'm going to get my blade out and cut you. I'm a gangster. You go gangster on me, and I'm going to have to get you.
Okay.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Those were direct quotes from Jerry Manuel.
Oh.
Talking about Jose Reyes.
That is hilarious.
According to the New York Daily News. It finishes, I'm going to have to get you. You do that again, I'm going to cut you right on the field.
Wow.
I believe it was said tongue-in-cheek.
No, I don't think it was.
No?
No, I don't think it was. And here's my question. Do you think it was cut you like, we're going to just cut you and we're waving you and any other team can pick you up? Or do you think he means like he'll take a razor blade?
He did refer to blade.
He did reference the blade. Yes, he did reference the blade.
Yeah, and generally the waiver wire moves don't take place on the field.
Good point.
Then again, it's not that often that razor blade cutting takes place on the field.
This is also true. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that could happen there.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show that the Mets organization is still in a bit of disarray.
Yeah, absolutely. Jerry Manuel has not brought forth the leadership they were expecting.
No, and I'd like to point out these are your Mets.
My beloved, I don't really care about the Mets though, you know that. I'm such a fair weather Mets fan.
This is very, very true, but it's easier to make fun of your Mets than Stefania Bell's San Francisco Giants who continue to just be pathetic.
Who are performing, come on, you gotta admit, better than expected.
Hey, listen, it's not every day that you can lose a guy who hit 500 illegal home runs and bounce back the next year to win 30% of your games. Not just
well
any
said.
Team can pull that
well
off,
said.
All right?
That's right, with half of your ailing over 40 players, you know, on the DL.
Hey, exactly, with a general manager that likes to bring in over 40 players.
You know what's interesting, Stefania? For all your San Francisco Giant homerism, you really haven't taken one for the team and put Barry Zito on one of your fantasy teams.
Even I knew better than to put Barry Zito on my fantasy team.
But don't you think if you put him on your fantasy team, he'd get injured, and then you could help your beloved San Francisco Giants?
By just removing him from the rotation completely?
Yeah.
It's a thought.
It's something to think about.
All right, well, let's. Hopefully there's not going to be any more talk about the San Francisco Giants.
No, there
One of the great parts about you phoning it in is those.
I can't look at you when you're like pointing at Jay.
Those random times when Jay interrupts you with the production, it's really great.
I know, but that's, you know what, that happens all the time because Jay rarely pays attention. It has nothing to do with whether I'm there or not.
Go ahead.
All I was going to say is I was going to apologize to listeners. I forgot we were having Stefania today.
Yep.
How could you forget?
The Playboy party story will have to wait till Monday. We have too much to get to.
Playboy party story will yet again have to wait. It might end up being the lost Playboy party story.
I'm very disappointed.
Let's start off with Carlos Zambrano, who's going to miss his next start. And Stefania, tell us about this MRI arthrogram.
Well, you know, originally he was supposed to have an MRI yesterday, but they decided to get an MRI arthrogram, which I like that, by the way. What they do is they inject dye into the shoulder, and it kind of balloons it up, and they get a better picture of what is exactly going on. So I like the fact they're doing the more detailed imaging, but as a result, we don't know exactly what's going on. We should have the results this afternoon. But I would guess, based on how everyone's acting in the organization, this is going to be more than a one-start miss.
Sean Marshall called up from AAA. Matt, you like him at all?
You know, Marshall's okay. NL-only leagues, I'd be okay. You surprised it was Marshall and not Rich Hill?
Not really. Rich Hill appears to have fallen into Matt Merton land.
Yeah.
For Lou Piniella. By the way, not a land you want to be in.
No, it's very, very true, and it's disappointing.
It's not bad for a visit, but you don't want to live there.
No, you certainly don't. Maybe pick up a bumper sticker or a or a cup cozy.
Matt Mertenland. We'll have to order some of that up. Hideki Matsui missed the second straight game, swollen left knee. Joe Girardi, almost a Tory, called it a precautionary move, but he had the knee drained on Wednesday, Stefania. So how much of a problem should this be going forward?
Well, you know, Matsui's knee problems are nothing new to him. He had a scope on his right knee in the offseason. He's had problems with both knees before, so I think you're going to see potentially this up-and-down fluid drain it, so on. They think he could pinch it Friday, maybe play in the field next week. Doesn't look like a long-term thing.
Hideki Matsui has been, I think, much better than people expected this season. Another guy that fits that category is Milton Bradley,
yep.
Who is, I believe, still leading the American League in on-base percentage, .330 batting average.
He of the torn ACL after chasing the umpire.
He of the... why do you have to bring that up?
Yeah.
Because it's relevant?
I don't know about... Listen, I don't know that you'd want us talking about your worst ever moment, the moment when you lost control in front of 40,000 people.
The moment when she said, sure, I'll do the podcast.
Exactly.
I did lose control, whatever possessed me to do that.
Right.
But let me tell you why it's relevant.
Okay.
Because he's out with the strained left quad.
Yep.
But he tore his right ACL.
Okay.
So the good news is it's the other quad. If it was the same one as he had the ACL tear, I'd be worried about that knee. So, yes, it's relevant. I made the connection for
you. So the good news is it has nothing to do with that injury, is what
yes,
you're saying.
Yes, okay. It's actually the good
news. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I'd connected the dots
there. It's important because if you thought it was the same leg, you would be more concerned as a fantasy owner.
Okay. Matthew, Stefania's head's getting a little big right now, so let's take her out of the equation real quick. Are you interested in a pitcher that has 18 strikeouts in his last two starts?
How many walks to those 18 strikeouts?
I don't know, but not very many. Let's just, for the sake of argument. Let's say none. For the sake of argument, let's say none.
Okay. I am, unless that pitcher is Dave Bush, who I still hate.
It's not Dave Bush. It is Jorge De La Rosa of the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, interesting.
Very, very odd. I'm not sure where that came from. And, by the way, I'm not interested. Are you?
Yeah, now I'm not. No, because it's the Colorado. Because, yeah, he plays half his games, of course.
Speaking of Dave Bush, takes a no-hitter very deep into the game, and yet somehow the Brewers end up giving up seven runs in this game.
Yeah, and by the way, he had a huge lead because A.J. Burnett got rocked. You worried about A.J. Burnett or just think it's one of those starts?
I'm worried about A.J. Burnett.
Yeah?
I'm not so... I got an email from our friend Dan.
Okay.
You know, the one of the suits?
Yeah.
Suity Dan?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, should he drop Burnett? He had a chance for... It was like Armando Galarraga or somebody else kind of on that level. And I said, I was like, you know, hemmed and hawed, and I said, probably not.
I would say probably not either. The strikeouts are too valuable.
Yeah. Burnett was actually next on my list to talk about. Nice job there.
Thanks.
We'll welcome Stefania back here and talk about Kelvin Mescobar, because I thought we could officially forget about this guy this year.
Well, you know, I thought we could too, and I'm actually very...
Well, that's because the two of you forgot about the healing power of being a member of the beloved Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
I am
right,
wrong.
Because they're so overall totally healthy.
Aren't they the Anaheim Angels?
No, they are the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They are beloved, my beloved Halos.
You know, it'd be simpler to just call them the California Angels. Anybody ever think of that?
I think they did, and they've dismissed it. They've dismissed it. I will tell you this. We also got Eric
Ibar right ahead.
Back. We also got Eric Ibar back,
you
who
did.
Is Cole Hamels.
You should work. Woo-hoo! Yeah, I was saying, you should work on trading him to the Phillies for Cole Hamels. They'll probably go for that.
We are working on
maybe
that.
Maybe you can get him to throw in Chase Utley, too.
Yes.
Okay, once upon a time, I was talking about Kelvin Mescal.
Oh, yeah. Great. Do you want some of that, like, some of the chimes? Some Pod Vader's like, shh, like, there you go. Wow.
Back into the fairy land.
Matt, we've been doing this podcast for well over a year now. Is that, like, the most on-the-ball Pod Vader's ever been for something that was totally unplanned?
Correct.
Well, because I have them planned for something that we have planned.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
We're going to hear the chimes again. Anyway.
Well, we were... Pod Vader, we were actually giving you a compliment, and you undersold yourself.
Exactly. Oh, no credit here. Yeah. I still stink.
Do you want me to tell you about
Kevin?
Oh, geez, yeah, sure.
Well, he had a torn labrum, and it really pitchers do not typically come back from a non-surgical treatment of a torn labrum, but he threw 76 pitches on Tuesday, including a two-inning simulated game, throwing all his pitches. First time on the mound since last October. He said he felt great. He's like, I'm ready for a rehab start. They're like, not so fast. But they are optimistic that he might be able to pitch again. Now, there's still a lot of hurdles, but I really thought that we were going to see him headed out for surgery. I'm surprised that he's doing this well.
You know who else doesn't recover well from non-surgical, whatever you said, at the labrum?
Intervention.
Matthew and I.
Yeah.
Also true.
We would not recover from that.
Well, here's the thing about Escobar. Their rotation is actually doing very well this year. My guess is that if Escobar comes back, it's in a late-inning relief role.
Name game the rest of the year.
The name game.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
The name game.
Kelvin Escobar or... Kelvin Escobar or... Chris Carpenter.
Chris Carpenter will be back.
Yeah.
But delayed.
Okay. So you didn't answer my question.
Okay. Chris Carpenter.
Not particularly deft avoidance of the question there.
Right.
Chris Carpenter.
All right. Matt, you?
Give me Escobar.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Whatever. What does he know?
Hey, Matt, remember boring old Jason Kubel? Boring old, not as exciting, not as sexy as Chase Headley?
Yes, I do. Very well.
10 hits, 9 runs, 4 homers in his last 8 games.
Inspired by the podcast.
So put that in your you-know-what and you-know-what it, whoever complained about that.
Yeah, exactly. What's Chase Headley done?
I don't know. Not a lot. Not a lot. By the way, another guy that's on fire in his last 7 games, Michael Bourne now with 10 hits. His batting average up near .240.
Look at that. He hasn't really been stealing that much, which is weird.
Right. Well, until the last 7 games, he hadn't been on base pretty much since April.
Right.
But
he's been consistently stealing still.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, he got almost all his steals in April, didn't he? First 6 weeks, something like that?
I mean, he got a lot of them, but yeah. He was still, like, stealing. I don't think he's stolen a base in a week, would be my guess.
Yeah, but I think he's gonna get that batting average up there. He'll start stealing again.
Yeah, no, I like, I've always been a Bourne guy. I like him.
You have always been a Bourne guy. Jabba Chamberlain.
Yeah, 9
5 and 2/3, 9 Ks, 1 earned run. Thoughts?
Yeah, Jabba's good. This just in.
Is Jabba a top 20 starter in AL only leagues?
In the AL only?
Yep.
Yeah, actually, I think he probably is.
Name game this point on, Jabba Chamberlain or Rich Harden?
Harden.
Name game this point on, Jabba Chamberlain or Joe Saunders?
Saunders, wow.
It's still Saunders, isn't it? I don't know. He's borderline top 20 if he's top 20.
Exactly.
All right. Jermaine Dye has a monster game yesterday, which is just interesting to me because I've been trying to deal him and nobody will take him because they don't think he's any good, and he's pretty darn good still.
Yeah, he is. After a slow start, which he traditionally has,
yep. He's
really turned it on.
We're going to try to do that with this podcast. Matt, the untire headed for the DL.
So depressing.
And the Pirates are going to call up Nigel Morgan, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Morgan batted only .239 at AAA, but 19 steals in 37 games.
Yeah, he's super fast. He's a Rajay Davis type.
He is. By the way, hasn't worked out for the original Rajay Davis this year. former San Francisco Giant.
Yes.
Look what happened when he left the Giants. That's all I got
to say. He continued to suck.
Yeah. Look what happened when he left the Giants. Nobody else was interested in giving him playing time. That's what happened when he left the Giants. Alex Cintron going to get more starts at shortstop for the Orioles, according to the Baltimore Sun. Hit a home run last night. Pod Vader thinking about picking him up in the man's league.
Interesting. He better decide before this podcast gets posted.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be able to, find room now that Eric Ibar's back.
Yes. He's suddenly loaded at the middle infield.
Yeah, I know. Well, I need Xavier Nady to go on the DL, like, right now.
Well,
now.
Listen, Xavier Nady,
right,
is a lot of things. He's the untire. He's not the go on the DL or when it's convenient for you.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I went there.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I went there. Let's move along to Rafael Furcal.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's just waiting for us to interrupt her like we did on Escobar.
You guys were having a cry. Yeah, I know. I didn't want to get into my flow and then.
Oh, stop it. You know what, Stefania? Hey, quick question, Stefania. How was the White House? She spent the night at the White House last night. I don't know if you're
Please.
Aware of this name.
Yeah, I do.
Enough about my private life. Okay.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Rafael Furcal. Not good news.
Okay.
If you're a Furcal owner or Dodgers fan, this back, which really all they've called it is back stiffness. We've never gotten a better diagnosis than
right,
that.
Right, right.
Not expected back before the All-Star break. There's really not anything very clever to report here. It's just the back continues to be a problem. He's not passing the test that he needs to pass to get back in the lineup, they're saying, after the All-Star break.
All right. Do you think Rafael Furcal is good for 10 more steals the rest of this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think he's good for a .280 batting average in the second half?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Lots of conviction there.
I would say yes to both those questions.
Yeah, because I think once he's back, the thing you look at is when he was about to come back before, he had some stiffness that kept him from coming back up into the lineup because he had something relatively minor. I think they're prepping him to be as close to 100% as they can project before they bring him back up. So that means you get the speed back, you get the swing back.
Matt, anything urgent from you phoning it in?
No. I'm just excited that Stefania has graced us with her presence. Is it weird for you to, by the way, Nate, is it weird for you to do the podcast with Stefania's security guards sitting there watching you?
Very, very odd. On loan from Floyd Mayweather is her posse here.
Time to bring this podcast to a screeching halt. It's time for
Jay's Crappy Promo!
Supported by Crappy Production.
Hey, kids, in our quest to become multimedia giants, we're taking over a new show on ESPN Radio. That's right. The same witty repartee that you enjoy hearing on this podcast will now be heard on your radio every Sunday night at 8 as we host Pod Center, the radio show. However, since there's a little thing called Sunday Night Baseball, your best bet is to hear us on your computer.
Yes, this is true at ESPNRadio.com, or if you have Sirius Satellite Radio.
Stream us live on ESPN.com's brand-new Superstream player. Remember to get all the jokes. You got to listen to us everywhere. Sunday nights at 8, Pod Center, the radio show, ESPNRadio.com. Check it out. Stefania Bell.
Do you think it's because we're really good or they just couldn't find anyone else stupid enough to say, sure, they'll host another show for free?
Prefer not to answer that. But I just would like to point out that no Stefania Bell on that show.
Yet.
As of yet.
Yeah, what does that mean? Like, yeah, no Stefania, be sure to listen?
I let the listeners interpret as they wish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Fantasy Focus at ESPNRadio.com.
Fantasy Focus at ESPNRadio.com.
Brr.
Brr, indeed. Hey, Matt, I want to start things off by with an email here.
Okay.
About, this is from Matt. The subject line is Stefania on Tirico and Van Pelt.
Uh-oh.
The email says, I was listening to Stefania on Tirico and Van Pelt radio show on Wednesday. She did a wonderful job and sounded great. However, both Mike Tirico and Scott Van Pelt were making fun of the fantasy guys, and she did not stand up for you, you who made her career at ESPN. I'm wondering what she has to say about that. And this is where the chimes come in.
Thank you. We have ESPN's injury analyst and physical therapist, Stefania Bell, who, those of you who are fantasy football geeks or followers, may see Stefania.
Do you like geeks? That's what I use.
Stefania is not a geek.
No, she's not. The people that she's talking to are.
Right, exactly. And Stefania really was a very big part of that show, of the ESPN.com fantasy football show, which won an Emmy.
So, Matthew, you're hearing this for the first time, I'm assuming.
Yes.
There appeared to be an opportunity there. Now, I know it's tough to get a word in there on Mike and Scott.
Yeah. And, by the way, I would like to say that nice that Mike Tirico gave us props for Fantasy Football Now winning an Emmy.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought that was very nice of him.
Interesting.
But calling you geeks.
Interesting that he thought someone that didn't even appear on the main set was the one deserving of all the credit for that Emmy.
No. As he pointed out, I was just a part.
Just a
small,
part.
Small, little part.
Oh.
I believe he said a large part.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe his exact words were a large part.
So I didn't hear him say Stefania Bell was on that show, which was, of course, led by the likes of Nate Ravitz, Matthew Berry, Eric Casilius, and sometimes Fitzy.
That joke is funny to like 10 people.
I know, but those people are going to love it so much.
Yeah,
they really will.
All right, so why did you not come to our defense?
Defense
of our listeners.
First of all, that would imply that geeks is a negative term. Maybe geeks just means enthusiasts. Addicts.
Enthusiast.
Fantasy football enthusiasts. That's what I took it to mean. I consider myself a fantasy football geek. Now, they said I was not a geek.
You consider yourself a fantasy football geek?
Absolutely.
Podvader, you buying this?
No. Geek was fighting words.
Yeah.
When I grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We may have to have a fantasy focus podcast jihad on Scott Van Pelt. We have to discuss this, but because he works for our company, but he may have to join the likes of Anderson Cooper.
Of the Muggle.
Of the Muggles.
High School Musical we took down.
High School Musical.
And that was, you know what? High School Musical. There are times when we are not in Fat Company, men.
This is true. Andy Glosser. Jeremy Green. He may have to join the list of the enemies of the podcast.
Mike Tirico.
We want to, you know what? That's what we should do.
Shook my hand and looked me in the eye not more than a month ago and said, nice to meet you.
Yes.
Fantasy football.
You're the fantasy guy, huh?
I will say
didn't have the guts to say fantasy geek to my face.
No. I will say this about, to me, this is why it's Van Pelt and not Tirico and Van Pelt.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you, Mike Tirico is one of the hosts at the Emmy Awards, you know, one of the presenters.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, so there was a big party for all the ESPN people right after the Emmy Awards.
Right.
Where all the mucky mucks were there and all the talent and blah, 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 blah. Mike Tirico was the very first guy that came up to me and said, congratulations on the Emmy. I think that's awesome. You know,
yeah.
Like very genuine. And that was, so I thought that was very, very cool of Tirico. Like,
okay.
Sought me out and was, so.
You're giving him a pass?
I'm giving him a pass on this one. But Van Pelt, and we should, you know what we should do?
What?
I'll tell you this. Just like we have our bet board,
yeah.
We need an enemies list.
In our crosshairs, we can call it.
Yes.
In the crosshairs.
Anderson Cooper would be enemy number one.
Of course, clearly. Always.
Mm-hmm. No, that's on the he's on the vanquished list.
Vanquished.
I'm done with Anderson Cooper. Can you get him to come on the show?
We haven't really vanquished.
I don't know. There's some rumors about CBS News.
All right.
Delaying.
We need. We got to get a couple more emails. One more about Stefania from Albert in Vancouver. And listen, they're a little spunky in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Since Stefania Bell has become a star at ESPN, I propose you guys should call her Starfania Bell from now on.
Done.
And done. Can we get some production for that, please?
We'll get that work done.
When she comes on for the Friday injury report in football, it's going to be Friday.
You guys have been waiting to like surprise me.
Oh yeah.
To ambush me.
Yep.
With the emails.
Who was that email from again?
Albert in Vancouver.
Albert in Vancouver. Very nice job, Albert.
Very clever, Albert.
Starfania Bell.
Well done. Alright, let me, couple quick baseball emails here. Guillermo. Actually no, that's a non-baseball one. We'll get to you in a second, Guillermo. This one is from Senor Podcasto.
That's funny. Right?
Yeah, he writes in, closer question from the mailbag, Burr. From today to the end of the season, rank the following closers: Salomon Torres, Mike Gonzalez, Brandon Morrow.
I will take it, Gonzalez, Morrow, Torres, actually.
Same order for me.
And the reason, by the way, is more about opportunity than skill set. It's both. I mean, Torres has the least amount of skills.
Yep.
Gonzalez has the most opportunity. I think Morrow's the best pitcher of the three.
I would agree with everything you just said, which is scary.
Yeah.
This one is from Bobby, who signs off as America's white boy. Congratulations to him. 10-team mixed league.
I wasn't aware that I lost my title.
Well, you have to defend it every 60 days or something like
that. Yes, okay.
10-team mixed league drafted Robinson Cano, and I've stuck with him. I have Clint Barmas on my team. He's expected to be activated from the DL. Should I drop Cano when I bring Barmas to my active roster? No.
No.
Cano's going to get together. I'm not a Cano fan, but he's going to get it together.
He will get it together.
And then he writes in, at this point, I don't think I could even get Eric Ibar for Cano if I tried to trade him. Well, maybe you should set your sights on Cole Hamels.
Yes. They're about equal.
The promised email here from Guillermo says, just want to congratulate you on Wednesday's podcast. Best podcast I have listened to you from you guys.
Was it the only one?
Congratulations to us, Starfania, and not present on that podcast.
This is true.
In reference to TMR's above the law comment,
yep.
He may be the funniest, but the winning formula for the show's success is the combination of the three Pod Vader rules.
Interesting how that made it through the
I know.
Through the filter.
Shocking.
Into our box.
Listen, he complimented all three of us.
This is
very nice. It was touching.
Hey, Jay.
He's got tears in his eyes, Matthew.
I can imagine. Do you think Guillermo's a pod trooper?
I don't know. Is he a pod trooper?
I don't know. There are over 400 pod troopers now. So,
by the way, was the board updated yesterday by our friend? By our friend Matt?
I don't know. I did send him an email.
All right. Hopefully, the board has been updated.
We saw that Pod Vader. I was trying to be nice to you. I was trying to give you a way to promote your stupid Pod Trooper page.
You can do that by going to the archive tab at Pod Center. Click on the link. And my blog is there.
Has it been updated?
Which is going to be. No, it's going to be.
Oh, after you know why it's going to be, Matthew? You're going to like this.
After I read the blog about the top 25 worst
Pod Vader was in a mood this morning. He almost went off like he did on Wednesday.
The best hair bands are listed as the worst. I don't understand this.
Well, good. We'll look forward to that.
Exactly.
And by we mean people other than Nate and I.
Last email here is from Eldon. How great it was to hear my email on your show. Now that I have your interest, I've decided to up the ante. This is Eldon from Hawaii. I would let all three of you and your wives, girlfriends stay at my house, give you surf lessons, and cook your meals, as I'm also a part-time caterer, for 1 week in exchange for a slot in the Football Man's League. Think of it. Surf, sand, Mai Tais, all on the ESPN company account while you phone in your podcast. Could be a win-win situation for all. So, Matt, you're going to need to find a girlfriend slash wife.
Yes. Maybe I'll bring Starfania.
I'm pushing hard for this.
Starfania,
I don't know if you noticed the emails.
Starfania is more of a, you know, I don't know if Hawaii's upscale enough for.
Oh.
She's more of a Tahiti, Fiji.
Yeah,
I don't believe I was invited to Hawaii.
I don't
you
believe
were.
I don't believe I was invited to Hawaii.
You weren't. That's why I was saying maybe I'll bring you.
In lieu of a wife girlfriend.
Instead of wife girlfriend.
Why would you ruin our peaceful tranquility?
Someone has to talk to you, Podman.
Oh, I see.
Someone has to take care of all
it's
of you.
Gonna,
when you
it's not
going to
be
yourself.
Padme Amidala, that's for sure.
No, she's got to be busy taking care of the kids that day.
Padme Amidala.
Is that the first time you've heard Padme Amidala? Stefania Bell is cracking up over Padme Amidala right now.
Yeah.
That is great.
That's funny. thank you. Thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Download, but don't listen.
Fantasy Fair forward enough. Time. Fantasy forward time now, Matthew.
Yeah.
Fantasy forward. Names, games, and storylines. And, I don't know. What do you got here?
I'll tell you this much.
What's that?
I'll tell you exactly what I got.
What's that?
Eldon's in the man's league if we can get our way out to Hawaii.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no question. We can easily be bought for that.
Let me ask you this. A question that would have seemed absurd a year ago. Heads up matchup tonight in Tampa. Matt Garza against Roy Oswalt.
Wow.
I know, right?
That just goes to show about fantasy. You mean Matt Garza?
Yeah.
Astros have been struggling on the road. Oswalt, yeah. I mean, you know, the
Rays. I mean, it's absurd, but I almost have to agree with you.
Yeah.
By the way, not absurd that you would start Garza. Absurd that I would almost have to agree.
I agree. I was with you there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Glad to hear it. Here's another one. Heads up. In Kansas City, Matt Cain, Luke Kochaver. Very similar numbers this year, actually.
Yeah, give me Kane.
I'm going to go with Kane, too. He's pitched a little better.
Let me
better
point
later.
Out.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah, we know.
I know. Just wanted to emphasize.
As opposed to the New York
you guys
Giants.
Are promoting the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, we're saying they're slightly better than the Royals.
If you want more starts at news, check out Daily Notes for free on ESPN.com. You know what you can also do for free on ESPN.com, Matthew?
Sign up to play free fantasy football.
You can. It has free live scoring. It has free live online auction drafts.
Right.
And
you can also read our draft kit.
You can read our draft kit, headlined by Matthew's Love Hate. Find out why he still hates Adrian Peterson.
Of the Vikings.
Of the Vikings. Do you still love Adrian Peterson of the Bears?
No. He's in my Netherlands because I think Matt Forte gets the job there.
You the Matt Forte.
I do.
So check all that out. Have a great weekend. Matthew, do you have anything else to add?
Just congratulations to our co-host, Paul Severino of the Fantasy Focus videocast, getting married this weekend.
Paul Severino is leaping off the cliff. Leaping off the cliff.
This no longer America's sweetheart, I guess.
No, pretty much just
breaking
his fiance's sweetheart.
Breaking hearts across the country.
Just Heather's sweetheart, yep.
Congratulations to Paul. That's where Matthew and I will be on Saturday.
Yes. But separately, we're not each other's dates.
No. I think it's well documented that I have someone to bring and you do not.
Yes, this is true.
So anyway,
true.
For Matthew and his
with
lack
no
of a date, for Pod Vader, there's no available bridesmaids at this wedding. So
sorry, Matthew.
Yeah.
So the Playboy Mansion story may be able to stand on Monday as opposed to a wedding hookup story.
Yes.
For Pod Vader, for Matthew Berry, for Starfania, I'm Nate. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Fantasy Focus. For more baseball insights, may we recommend Baseball Today. All ESPN podcasts are free to download at the iTunes Music Store and on PodCenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Honda Pilot Ride Ready Radio presents Driving with Chris Berman.
Back, 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 gone!
Whoop, whoop!
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling!
Whoop!
That's why they play the game.
Whoop, whoop!
What's wrong with Berman?
I don't know. He's been like this since I picked him up.
It's good you have third row seating. You can put him back there, away from your ears.
It does help.
With enhanced third row seating, you'll be ready for almost anything, including Chris Berman. Ride ready in the all-new Pilot, pilot.honda.com.